From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The unemployment numbers are out. The Labor Department's June figures show 125,000 jobs lost. The unemployment rate is also down 0.2% to 9.5%, and NPR's Yuki Noguchi explains why.
Earlier this year, a gain in jobs signaled a possible employment recovery. Today's report confirmed those hopes are delayed. The unemployment rate decreased, but not because there is more work. Instead, it's because there are more discouraged people no longer actively searching for work. Economists had hoped there would be more hiring in business, but big job gains there have not yet materialized. The private sector only added 83,000 jobs in June. Temporary census jobs, which boosted employment in previous months, hurt the June numbers. There were 225,000 jobs eliminated from the census. Analysts say the coming summer months may be even more difficult. State and local governments making budget cuts are poised to lay off more workers. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama says the economy is improving, even if it's in fits and starts, and he says he's well aware too many people are out of work.
Now make no mistake, we are headed in the right direction. But as I was reminded on a trip to Racine, Wisconsin earlier this week, we're not headed there fast enough for a lot of Americans. We're not headed there fast enough for me either.
That's Mr. Obama speaking just before flying to Charleston, West Virginia, and the memorial service for the late Senator Robert Byrd. The latest figures out on factory orders just moments ago, they have fallen 1.4% for May. That's the worst showing in 9 months. Congress leaves Washington for a July break without helping the long-term unemployed. Months of wrangling still haven't produced a deal to extend unemployment benefits. Democratic leaders say it's essential for people who face financial disaster after months or years without work. Republicans are blocking passage say that they're worried about incurring more debt. Two suicide bombings have left more than 40 people dead at a popular Sufi shrine in eastern Pakistan. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports on the latest attack in the city of Lahore, in a province where violence is rising.
The first explosion took place in an underground room reserved for ablutions, and the second in front of the shrine's main building, where a large number of people from across the province gather for worship. Following the bombing, violence erupted around the site, with demonstrators protesting both the attack and the government's inability to stop it. The assault is part of a trend of increased violence in the Punjab province, a worrying sign that the insurgency has spread into the country's heartland. It is the second attack against a religious site in Lahore in just over a month. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Multan.
Stocks down this morning, 9 points on the Dow, 2 points on the NASDAQ. This is NPR News. The Northern California city of Oakland is bracing for the upcoming verdict in a racially charged murder trial. A white former Bay Area Transit police officer is charged with killing an unarmed black passenger. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports the case may go to the jury today.
There is no disputing that Johannes Messerly fatally shot Oscar Grant on New Year's Day 2009 while he was lying face down on an Oakland train platform. The prosecution calls it murder in the second degree. The defense calls it a tragic accident. Loyola Marymount Law Professor Lori Levinson calls it a tale of two different shootings.
Do you believe the prosecutors that this was something where the police officers got worked up and they were trying to punish the victim and shot him? Or do you believe the defense where they say, terrible, tragic accident, meant to pull a taser, accidentally pulled the gun?
Closing arguments resumed this morning here in Los Angeles, where the trial was moved due to pretrial publicity. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, Los Angeles.
Firefighters are battling two wildfires near Las Vegas, Nevada. Officials say one of them has burned more than a dozen buildings, and there have been some evacuations. Fire weather forecaster Ryan Jewell of the National Weather Service says the weather system moving in will make it tougher for firefighters today.
Should be some pretty strong winds, 20 to 30 miles an hour with higher gusts.
Jewell says the low humidity and lack of rain aren't helping either. Expect heavier traffic today than last year if you're traveling for the July 4th weekend. AAA Motor Club says it estimates 17% more people will travel this year than last. AAA says relatively moderate gas prices are contributing to that. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.